I think they'll add a lot to the change room, the two of them. You know, I think, you know, I was speaking to my staff, and I think, you know, somebody like Craig, who he belongs to this club, you know, he needs to be here, I think. And you see it with Billy Sharp at Sheffield United and things like that. It's just the club's meant to be for him. And he'll bring so much to the changing room. He already has in the few days he's been here. Just that experience and know-how and enthusiasm for the club, really. So delighted to have Craig. And Granty is somebody I've known for a while. I've known for a while the possibility that we could get him. So really pleased to get that over the line. He's perfect for the way we play. He gets on the game, he dictates the game. But he's also got a nasty side to him, and it's something I think we lack a little bit at the minute.
He may get a hot reception at the weekend. Of course, ironic, he's going back to his former club. From what you're saying, it sounds like that won't faze him one little bit.
No, he's looking forward to it. I'm sure he will get a bit of a reception. You know, but that's football. You know, unfortunate for him that he signed in the next club we play against is Port Vale after the window. So that's, you know, that's just the way it gets on. I'm sure that won't bother him. He's played, you know, 300-400 games, so going back to play against one of his old clubs, I'm sure he's done plenty of times.
And the other thing, of course, to mention that's maybe been a bit lost with the signings coming in is that you didn't lose anyone. You kept your squad together, which I know you were desperate to do.
No, I was delighted with that. I was delighted to keep everyone together. You know, the chairman did say to me that, you know, we'll keep people together here. We'll need to have a good go at it, and I thank him and Barry for that. So, yeah. I'm delighted that everyone's here. We can all knuckle down now and, you know, one aim, which has been from the start of the season. Yes, we'll concentrate on game by game, but the aim is still there for us to, and within reach for us to have a go at getting into the playoffs, or if not better. But, you know, you always got to set the bar high, and we know what we need to do.
And we talked about Grant coming in earlier. All the more important, I know he probably would have come in anyway, but all the more important with Bostwick out for, 4 weeks with his broken jaw?
Yeah, terrible news for us, really. It's you know, he played through the game. I think he received an elbow off Aniki from MK Dons and played through the game. He was sore after the game. He come in and trained as normal on Monday, but reported to the physio that he was still feeling it. So I think it's in a position in his jaw where they can't make a mask for him. Sometimes you can make a mask, and just the position where it is, there's no mask that can be made. It's like 3% chance of. Something like a 3% chance of breaking the certain part of the jaw that he's broke. So just our luck, but it's one of them things, and you know, you get on with it, don't hide behind it. We'll have to go with him.
Hugh's okay. He was struggling with illness, I think, and a dead leg as well on Saturday. Is he back and fit?
I'm hoping Hughes will train tomorrow. He hasn't trained all week. He's illness and a little dead leg he had. So it was quite a bad one. So I'm hoping he'll be training tomorrow. He's done some stuff today with the fitness coach and the physio, so I'm hoping he's all good to go.
Everyone else okay, apart from the ones we know about, the long-termers?
Yeah, everyone's fine. Everyone's trained as normal. So just the Michael Bostwick one and the Andrew Hughes, and hopefully Hughes will train tomorrow. Bosley obviously not. And Jack Baldwin's been out in the pitch this week. He'll train as normal with the group next week, which is good news, and good to have him back.